I didn't play any plugs for him. I should have done the "It's your boy Bobby."
He would have loved that.
It would be dope if eventually.
Why are you gay?
If we actually, if we actually eventually got them to, you know, like comment on the music that we're talking about, or comment on like the news that we're talking about. Like, we don't really have much to talk about this week.
I think now after that, he's definitely going to be like watching our stuff.
I hope. It'll be dope because if we put a clip up, it's easy for him to repost. You know, right. So we got to put up a good clip.
Right.
That. Fucking, like, I don't know what to say, prioritizes his, like, promotion, and then he'll easily be able to just fucking repost that and be like, hey, yo. All right, so it's real episode now. So, look, it's episode 148?
It's 148.
Damn. And the boys are recording on a Sunday?
It's a Sunday.
It's a Sabbath, bro. It's a Sabbath.
It's a day of rest. It's the Suck Me Savagely Sunday episode, bro.
Haven't done one of those.
Been a while, man. Damn. Been a while.
Welcome to the podcast, boys.
Fucking episode 148.
Say it again,
out the wazoo.
Look, it's out the wazoo. Episode 148.
I'll tell you one thing. I'm hurting. I'm hurting from last night.
Bro. It is.
I feel like I got smacked by a semi, dude. I am hurting. So
I'm actually
bad.
Feeling pretty good. How? Right? I had my dad's this morning, right?
Ooh.
Yeah. I had my dad's this morning. And now I got my basil nut coffee. Thank you, Bobby Buns.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling light. I'm feeling precious right now. You know what I mean?
Like the fat bitch.
Right. Like that fat bitch.
Rest in peace.
Let's plug real quick.
Yeah.
Hit us up on Instagram at Wazoo Podcast. Go on anchor.fm/Wazoo Podcast and hit that motherfucking like button, okay? Mm-hmm. We do this for y'all.
We implore you.
We got fans around the world.
I implore you to reconsider.
We implore you to hit that motherfucking like button.
Because it's episode 148. You know?
Donate. Do something, you know? Mm. Just sitting there. And we over here doing all the work.
Mm.
Just do something.
Hit that bag for me, give too. Give us a dollar. The one with the money sign on it. Hit that bag for
Fill
me.
Fill it up, quick. Dude.
I can buy more luchador masks.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
So I can buy a luchador mask. Let's talk. I don't have one.
So this is a very special episode because A, it's the first episode we've ever done on video.
Ew.
B, it's also synonymously the first episode that we ever do an interview with one of the artists that we cover on this show. So, coming up, probably in about 10 minutes from now, is our interview with K-Ron, the homie with the luchador mask. Mm-hmm. And rapper out of Baltimore, his new album with Lionsold. The interview is dope. It's something new that we're doing. It feels good to be like, to see progress.
And to all our Wazoopios out there, if you go on Instagram, you can follow this guy too if you're interested. His name is spelled K-A-Y-R-X-N.
Yeah.
Say it like K-Ron.
K-Ron. But it is cool. Like, I feel like the podcast is finally
took its next step.
We took another step.
Yeah, we are putting our foot
in
it.
We're no longer eating Gerber baby food.
We're putting our foot in it.
Minced up chocolate chip cookies, bro, because we fucking sweet out here.
We did two big steps in one day.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. That's a jump, dude.
Yeah, we sucking on both titties today.
That's a leap forward.
Yeah.
Big goth titties, bro.
Golly.
Yo, your shoes are fucking fresh.
I tried, dude.
Those shoes are fire.
Those shoes are taboo because he wore them when we went up to Lancaster, and I was like, yo, those shoes are fresh. When I came home the next day, I was on Instagram, and I passed an ad, and the ad was that shoe to the T.
How much were they?
These were $65.
I'm buying them. Where'd you get them off of?
Instagram.
Right. Shoe.
Yeah. Instagram does have some good, like,
dude, it's where I got my brimless hat.
Yeah.
Well, that is an exception because it is terrible.
There's exceptions to every rule.
Fucking,
and that's one of them.
Throw it away.
Hey, but I still have it.
Throw it away.
Hey, throw away the brim.
But it is drippy.
You look like Hasbulla. Right.
But, like, this is a special episode because now all of our Wazoopials can look at the stew. They can check the drip out.
Look at this shit, bro. We've been talking about it, but you've never been able to see it.
Now see that shit?
You can see how much I move around.
This is from Instagram. I see this from fucking Instagram.
Big shout out Instagram. Right,
right, right. You watch me scratch my
Big
nuts.
Big shout out Mark Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg, yo.
Zinniberg.
Too much. Roll it back.
We got dialed in.
Mark Gluckerberg.
I'll take that.
Let's spend the next 5 minutes just repeating his name in different types of ways.
Snark Stucker Gerg.
All right, I'm going to end it there.
It's over.
I had to poop.
You have to poop?
I ain't going to lie.
All right, we can pause.
You know, yeah, I mean, if you want to carry on, you can carry on. I had to poop so bad.
Through the fire and the flames, we carry on.
And we're
back. Okay, we're back. After Alex just destroyed my toilet and his rectum.
I'm sorry.
So, boys, I got a little bit of bad news today. Even though it's a really poppin' ass day and we're about to interview K-Ron. But yeah. The bad news is that Chris Brown was not guilty of raping and abusing that girl.
He beat the charge.
Not guilty. Terrible news, right?
He'll never get caught.
Well, it was trying to be proven, right? And like it was just this girl and him were like fucking. And then she ended up, like, being the fucking asshole that was like, why don't you fuck me anymore?
Right. She, like, this is, so, okay, this is a weird situation, right? Because Chris Brown is a douchebag.
Yeah,
right?
He's a terrible person.
He's a horrible human being. But
all our girls still bump him, though.
In this case.
Last night, yeah.
All of our girls are, like, just in the club, just getting down to Chris Brown.
I can see if you run it.
Fuck, all this of a sudden, been, turn into
this run. Has been a common theme for turning into bro.
Hey, I try not to just like name Chris Brown songs when we talk about him because that's like our go to. But he can transform you though. Look, it's a bad situation because like Chris Brown is a terrible human being, but this chick did something that's like not okay.
Right.
But it's okay that it happened to Chris Brown. And honestly, I wish that he... What do you think? I wish that he got caught with this shit, but at the same time, it was fake. So, what's the worst crime here?
So this is the thing, right? It sucks because the girl now is making it worse for actual sex abused victims to get their stuff out. Right? And that's why it's really bad. But also Chris Brown, right?
Right.
You know, because everybody thought that he did it. And, like, everybody, like...
Nobody questioned that he did it.
Before anybody knew the jurisdiction, I guess. What is that word? I don't know.
The decision?
The decision, if he was guilty or not.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, okay, yeah, he did it. Who cares? So, like, even if he did do it, it wouldn't have changed anything.
Yeah, dude. Like, you know that you're fucking up if people are like, yeah, Chris Brown, like, raped another chick. And everyone's like, yeah, of course.
Yeah, but he can run it to my house.
I heard he could transform it.
He only makes 3 songs.
I don't know any other songs. And I'm happy about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fuck him.
Yeah, yeah.
But for real, like, if someone brings up a story about you, Ryan, they're like, hey, did you hear that Ryan, like, fucking diddled a kid? And everybody's like, yeah, of course he did. It'd be like that. You know,
and you're okay with that?
That's really bad. That's not good.
That's good friends though. They're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. He did it.
Yeah, come on, bro, right. Chill. It's just fucking rap.
Any other news in the world of hip hop?
Kanye just posted a video of him bitching about his daughter on TikTok. I'll play it. Oh my God, Kanye is going on a spree right now. Here we go.
We as men in that community.
Not this one.
So I called different people I knew, and the best advice I got right now was from Tory Lanez, and he just said to pray and ask for God to speak through me. You know, I got 4 children, and there's so many people who don't have a voice and have the opportunity.
All right, shut up. This is the...
That's the same guy who sung in N-Words in Paris, right?
Yeah.
You want to say the real words?
This is the original.
To stop antagonizing with this TikTok thing. I said it's never again. I am her father. I know y'all don't respect fathers and the idea of family and media tries to promote something. I said I'm not allowing my daughter to be used by TikTok, to be used by Disney. I have a say-so.
That's basically it. I
mean, he's a fucking moron.
But he kind of has a point, right?
He does have a point.
Because his daughter on TikTok would be one of the number one people right. on TikTok. Like, mm-hmm. there's no doubt in my mind. Mm-hmm. She would be. And then...
And especially at that age is absolutely, like, crippling to her probably mental health.
Everyone's going to be talking about her 24/7. And mental
health runs in that family.
It's just fucked up because, like, Kim Kardashian got famous off that shit. Like, mm-hmm. if the Kardashians were kids now... they'd be on TikTok.
Yeah.
Like, actually, it's a good point to make. The TikToks of tomorrow, the Kardashians of tomorrow are on TikTok today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. the next, like, the kid, the people who are famous when we're parents are currently on TikTok.
Charlie D'Amelio.
Right.
She's going to be fucking.
And her sister. Fucking dude.
Clinton.
And her sister, bro. They Bill have Clinton like when he's 70 like 170
because by then they're going to have like some serum.
I'm there for that, dude. I'm there for Bill Clinton.
Come on.
Getting slobbed.
His jaw like falls down and shit.
But like as a dad, right? Yeah. Like if it were me, I wouldn't want my kid on TikTok to start with, right? I'd be like, don't make videos, right? Because don't shake your ass when you're 11.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're Kanye, that's like times a billion.
Yeah.
So... I kind of agree with him. Like I don't think his daughter should be on TikTok.
And now, like, you know how Kim Kardashian's like, oh, like, we don't want Kanye in the picture anymore. But now, I think she's got, like, some sort of show coming out, and there's going to be Kanye on it. So, like...
Because they filmed it when they were together still?
I think
still?
So, yeah. But it just seems so, like, contradictory.
Like, you think that Kanye's bitching about this, but then he's okay to be on that show?
Yes and no. I'm not sure. Like, I don't really give a fuck. Yeah, I shouldn't give a fuck, right?
That's how I catch myself.
This pisses me off that I am paying attention to this. Because, hey, it's fucking Kim Kardashian, right? Don't watch the show. I'm not a woman, so I don't buy the fucking products.
This is what I was trying to say the other day, was like, I can't believe that I said the words like Kanye West dissed Pete Davidson. Right. Like, I was like, why am I talking about this? You catch yourself, like, in that... You get caught up. Why do I care?
Right.
You know, now this is the best fucking hip-hop podcast on the internet, so we have to care.
We have to be up to date with things.
We have to pretend like we care.
Yeah, but I think Jake's making a point that outside of the podcast, it's like bleeding into his normal life. He's like, why the fuck am I sitting here watching something?
I'd be telling Alyssa. I'm like, you see what Pete Davidson said? And she's like, who is that? Like, what the fuck?
Like what you said a couple episodes ago when we were talking about like fucking Ukraine and shit. Like Biden has like a fucking little quirky secretary. Like, okay, so Charlie D'Amelio just globbered a cock on TikTok.
Globbered. It's clobbering like, time.
Cheeseburgers are the backbone of America. He just keels over mid-sentence.
It's coming, bro. But I don't disagree with Kanye. I think he's...
Yeah, I agree.
He is mentally unstable, and Donda 2 was a flop.
Yeah. But the live presentation, the video was kind of sweet.
I didn't listen. I didn't watch. I should say not hour yet. Long.
Thing, but it was kind of cool
from the Donda 2
Donda 2 live premiere, whatever. I watched it on YouTube at work.
Those stem players are fucking cool, though.
They are cool.
Hey, you can like turn the volume down but only hear the audio.
If you were a DJ, it'd cool be perfect.
Yeah, that thing's fucking awesome.
Or even like for the podcast, you could use it to
buy
like,
one to listen to it.
Play shit. It's $200.
We can make a beat out of it's your boy Bobby.
What's what I'm saying? It's stem player is cool because, like, say, like. Oh, we want to rap over this beat. Like, I could just turn the audio off.
It would be so easy to sample
dope.
Stuff.
Yeah, it's dope as shit.
Rapping over ultralight
but
beam.
But in other news, right, we also got Drake filing a restraining order against a trespassing stalker who threatened to kill him.
Yes, dude.
Was it
Chris Brown?
No.
Big W for Drake.
In 2017, the woman, who is now 29, was arrested and found guilty of trespassing after breaking into Drake's Los Angeles home. Then in August 2021, right, so like 4 years after the fact, she sued the rapper seeking $4 billion in damages for alleged defamation and invasion of privacy.
Bitch, you ain't worth $4
billion. Right.
Drake's not worth $4 billion.
Some people some people just
Drake
get
is not worth $4
billion. He's probably like $60 million.
Dr. Dre isn't worth $4
billion. Billion is a lot.
Yeah, dude. It's not. We're not talking like Jeff Bezos.
We're not talking millions. We're not talking trillions.
We're talking billions.
We're
billions.
Not talking about that dumb bullshit fifth grade Googleplex bullshit.
Dude, remember that? Googleplex,
a Google, give me one a Google plus one?
Give me one of those.
I bet I can see the highest number.
A beanie.
So, what?
It was just another news.
Yeah. Did you
some bitch who?
That's what I had to say about that.
Yeah.
What
did you see that? There's a. It's kind of funny. It was finally in the metaverse. There's the first ever like assault charge or something like that
in the metaverse.
Yeah. It was like some guy's avatar groped up someone else's avatar together, and they actually pressed charges.
If there's not a cash bar, I'm not going in the metaverse.
They actually pressed charges, which leads me to be scared now, because now I can't act on my actions in the metaverse, because I would be the person throwing people off buildings. But now I can go to jail for it?
Nah, dude, still do it. But you said you wanted to go to metaverse prison anyway.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it weird,
your meme
though?
Is getting more relevant and relevant by the hour, bro.
It's crazy because someone's actually getting in trouble. Someone's getting in trouble for groping somebody in the metaverse. Like,
they should, bro. The metaverse should be just normal life part two.
This is the metaverse, bro.
Don't trip me out with that.
You took the red pill, bro.
I didn't remember that.
Damn.
No one asked me what I took.
You took a Mickey, bro.
I took a vitamin C pill.
I took the Viagra pill, baby. I'm going in.
The little blue pill. You want the red pill, the blue pill, or the little blue pill? And for the rest of the movie, Keanu Reeves just has a hard on the whole time. What the fuck?
It's the pleats.
What was the red pill? Oh, it was just an M&M. I actually had it in my hand.
He just eats it.
Jesus. Why is he snorting it like that?
Look, so what? This bitch tried to break into Drake's house?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. I'm not going to spend too much more time on it, because I actually already unsaved.
I wanted to make a joke about hot sauce, but I couldn't think of one. I should just stop.
Hot sauce is good. Hot
sauce is the best.
Frank's, though? Frank's.
Yeah, it's a tapatio.
Cholulu.
So we got any new singles out?
Hell yeah, bro.
Because I was going to say Lightwork. Did y'all hear Lightwork by J.I.D. and Black?
No.
Six Lack?
Oh, come on, bro. I missed this, bro.
Yes, bro.
Come on, bro. Wait a minute.
The Sweetest Pie by Megan Thee
Stallion. Now that, I'm not even opening that up, dude.
What's the video like? Is there a video?
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, God.
Let's assume it's raunchy as fuck, yo.
Was this all for the Forever story?
I don't know. Spillage Village just posted it on like Instagram, and then I saved the thing, and it said new JID Black out now. Shout out the cool kids.
Where's it at? Mm. It's not on Spotify.
Well, let me check Apple Music, because we don't go down randomly over the weekend.
Spotify
right?
did go down, and I was worried.
Okay.
And it made me realize that all
Where's
the music?
Where's my music? Where's my music?
Okay, I got it right here.
Can't play music.
Man, just play a second of it. That sounds good.
So garbage.
I don't know. It just sounds like a track.
I forgot we can't play music.
It sounds like a track. So it's on Apple Music, but not on Spotify?
Yeah.
What is happening?
Yo, Apple is superior.
I feel like really like double thinking my second guessing my decision to stay with Spotify.
I'm just saying.
This is a good point, though, because when that shit went down, I have 5,000 songs that all of a sudden weren't mine anymore.
Right.
And I was like, fuck, man. I'm glad that we buy music still, because that can't go down.
Right.
It could. Right. But it won't.
It could be like Transformers, like somebody has a cube and fucking and stubs their toe on the cube, and then it sends out like that shockwave, and then
he just made
random,
a Scooby-Doo noise.
Random machines.
Transformer noise.
Sound like fucking Scooby-Doo.
Fucking random machines like turning. Dude, that thing, if it turned into a machine, it would definitely have like the vinyl as like a saw blade,
right? Or they put the arm, the needle arm, like right on your face, like
yeah, like
dog. If your Peloton fucking came to life, game over.
Shit would be not good. I think it would tie my
your whole
leg
entertainment
up.
System would just create a massive fucking black dildo on it.
Who All wants right. smoke?
Less. It goes like this. Let's go.
I'll pull up.
What the fuck?
So other should music? We jump into?
Hang on, let me just see if there's other singles, and then we'll go into our album
Should
review.
We jump into some more singles?
Yeah. Y'all heard Nail Tech by Jack Harlow, though?
No.
Pretty good.
Fire.
I can't play any of this shit, but okay, let's talk about that Kenny Beats Boiler Room set.
Oh, my God, dude.
This new
it's
song,
old, but it's so
I didn't
fucking...
see it. I didn't see it.
This Kenny Beats has a set on Boiler Room where he has, like, whatever, a packed room of, like, 100 people.
I can probably play a
And they're all pretty close to him. And he just plays songs that basically everybody knows, but he puts in his own transitions to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a song, Danny Glover by Young Thug. And he transitions into a song called Beef by Playboi Carti.
Mm-hmm.
And it hits
I can't
so
believe
hard.
I never heard
it's
this song
un-fucking-real.
Before.
And everybody's just like,
Why?
going crazy, and there's like a bird's eye view.
Trying to pull down that roller coaster seat. Well,
the way the setup is Kenny Beats is on the table like that. Yeah. Camera's facing on him almost like on a fisheye lens. Mm-hmm. So it has the front view of him just fucking mixing, and then every once in a while it pans out to a bird's eye view. Mm-hmm. It's probably like 120 people in there, and they're all just going fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. And the whole set is fire, but that specific transition is unbelievably good.
Here's the transition.
Sounds like Big Fish.
This is such a fucking dope song.
But a lot of artists do the boiler room. Like, Kay Trinata had a boiler room one. That was fucking fire. But the Kenny Beats one, you need to watch it when you get home. It's so fucking good.
It makes me ask the question again. Like, what the fuck are DJs doing when they're, like, touching all the little knobs and shit? Like, what are you turning up? The sound just sounds like a song.
So, the headphones, the left and right, they're playing two different tracks.
Yeah.
Right? And they're trying to synchronize the two.
Right.
Right? So, like, you have the laptop out. You're trying to choose a song for this one because it's just a tabletop and it's just turning whatever song you have here. And then you have another song on this side that you're like trying to match the BPM.
Mm-hmm.
So like a lot of songs have the same BPM.
That's why they have it listed on their screen sometimes by BPM.
Yeah. And so like the transitioner here, I don't even know if that's what it's called, but the it transition, the slider, when people go.
Yes, you can switch left to right and then
this
merge
it. This is playing like the audio, like lyrics, and then they will slowly transition the beat from this one into this one.
Right.
And then that's what he just did there.
No, I remember when I had my iPod Touch, I had an app on there. It was the DJ board.
Yeah, I remember that.
I remember.
That thing was so fucking cool. You'd play two tracks and then you go.
Couldn't you load any of your music into?
Any of your music was connected right to your Apple.
Oh, that's so cool.
And I remember like, I would try so hard. And sometimes I'd get it right, but I was like, man, I'm just not good enough.
It was so small, dude.
Sometimes you'd hit that transition properly. And, like,
the slider was like this.
The best in the world.
There was another app. I don't know if it was the same one or something different, but it looked like two blocks, and you chose a song for each block. And like, if you tilted the phone this side, this track started to play more.
Oh, right.
And then you chose like if the beat or the lyrics you wanted to hear or whatever, and then you tilted it this way, and it was like.
OG iPhone apps were fucking sick.
Yeah.
OG
iPhone apps. That was dope, by the way.
What?
The little beat you just made.
Oh, okay.
Bulls got lip skill.
Yeah.
What's that Liz Markey, yo?
They call me the goat, but I'm in a lamb.
Chill, dude. Just chill. It's been stuck in my head since you fucking said it, too.
What?
They call me the goat, but I'm in the lamb. He said that like 40 times last episode, and I just was trying to explain to him how ass it is, but it's stuck in my head, so it's fire. I can't stop.
Let's go.
I can't stop.
Can't turn. You can't
call
deny
me the goat,
it,
but I'm in the lamb.
Ah, oh, fuck. I'm sweating, dude. It's fucking hot as shit in here, dude. Jesus Christ.
All right, just before we go to our K-Ron interview, the Mike Dimes John dropped.
Mm.
That we're going to have to interview
so
that.
Fire.
And then the Benny the Butcher John drop, we're going to have to interview. Tana Talk 4. Yeah. We're going to have to review that. So,
Doug, if we interview Benny the Butcher.
I'm about to reach out to everybody.
We might
now,
as
dude.
Well just quit.
I'm about to reach out to Deontay's manager.
Who's that guy who laughs like
James Bottom Tooth?
No, it's Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi.
I said James Bottom Tooth. What the fuck?
All right, should we get to this interview?
Okay. Yeah. All
right, let's everyone put your masks on so it's a good transition.
Gotcha. Where my masky?
Where we go? Oh, over the fucking headphones.
You look so fucking stupid with shit over the headphones, bro.
Mask is so good.
It's the best. The
it's
best
already
interview.
Hot as shit in
it's
here.
It's so hot, dude.
God,
look how big.
I look like Peacemaker's fucking retarded.
I can't put this shit with the headphones in. All right, let's get into this interview.
Right, let's do this interview with K-Ron. K-Ron, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you guys.
Let's go.
Hey, yo,
what's up,
man?
Bro?
Hey, what's popping? What's good, y'all?
Yo, okay, so look, what we're going to do is we're probably going to do like a 15-minute-ish interview. We'll just fucking shoot the shit and basically just have a good time, all right?
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
All right, so I don't know if you can tell, but we got masked up for the occasion.
Oh, yeah, this.
I didn't pick
messed up for the occasion.
I'm the only one that fucked up. I brought a ski mask, but you know, it's all in good spirits.
Give me one second.
Yeah, I got you. No problem.
Is this live?
It's not live. We just record. We edit it later. Okay, and then we'll post it up. This is actually going to be our first video podcast, so welcome to the...
Am I allowed to curse?
Yeah, let it fly, man. Let it fly.
Okay, cool. Nigga, I am excited.
Yeah, so are we, man. So are we.
We are too, bro. We like your stuff.
Thank you. I'm just so happy y'all brought out the mask. Oh my
hell yeah,
God.
Yeah,
yes, let's go.
Hell yeah. Yo, so that let's get right into it, bro. How did you come up with like wearing the mask?
The mask actually came as a two-part series with the belt, and the belt, it came from me literally, like, I used to do open mics all the time, and like I was so nervous to like go and like talk to people and network with people, so I bought myself a little toy Intercontinental belt, you know, the little 2006 toy Intercontinental belt, and from there, you know, it was something easy, like I could talk to people, you know, it felt real genuine and shit. Then from that, I decided to like upgrade to the belt that I have now, and I've had it since about 2019.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
And, you know, I kind of got known for the belt. You know, it was synonymous with me. Like every time I went out, they was like, "Where's the belt? Where's the belt?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "Dude, I'm trying to do me for real."
Hey.
From there, shit. I was like, "All right, if I'm gonna bring the belt out, I got to do something that's gonna be different." You know what I'm saying? Anybody can hold a belt. I've seen people like in my city with belts who rap and. I was like, all right, what am I going to do to really stand out?
Yeah.
And so I went on Amazon and Mask Maniac, shout out both of them. I got my first mask. It was a shocker mask. And the rest is history.
Hey, wow. Can you flash that belt one more time?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, let's see the hardware, brother.
Look at that.
Damn, yes, sir. Son. Yes, sir.
Yeah, K-Ron, you know, it's... It's funny, I remember when I first saw you on like an Instagram reel, it was like completely by chance, and it was you with the mask and also the belt slung over your shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
With the strap, bro.
And you were just spitting heat, and I was like, where did this guy even come up with wearing the belt and the mask? Is he like trying to be like King of the Ring or something? Like, I don't know, but... I fucking loved it. And like the belt and the mask is what really caught my attention. Cause you know, on Instagram, when you just scroll and stuff, you just scroll past like whatever bullshit. And I didn't even know you were rapping. Cause like, if you don't click on the video, you don't hear what you're talking about. So I'm like,
true.
I'm like, what is this guy with a belt and a mask on? Is he about to get like ready to fight somebody? So I click on the video and then you start rapping. Right. And I'm like, yo, this is crazy.
And then on top of it, he had bars.
Right.
Oh yeah. Straight heat.
Thank you. Seriously, I don't even know. I'm glad I started making those rap videos because I mean, they're super fun to make, and two, it's just opens up a new world for me to try shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, man. So, how long you been rapping? How long you been doing music?
I started rapping when I was about 15. So I'm pushing like I think 5 or 6 years.
Dope. That's dope, man. How have things changed from then till now?
A lot, bro. A lot. From then to now, like I'm a completely different artist. Before I used to be one of them boom bap cats who just was like, I don't fuck with this new age rap. And then I realized that this new age rap is kind of cool. And I was like, all right, we're just gonna go that way. I've had a lot of experiences, whether it's ups and downs, lefts and rights. I've seen a lot of things in my rap career that I don't even know if I could really talk about.
Yeah, I get it.
And I've grown. Like I every day I feel like I'm growing some more because I'm learning new shit as I go along, and it's really a blessing. Like I wouldn't trade this life for anything else.
Hell yeah, dude. That's awesome to hear.
That's exactly what I wanted to hear, man. Yes.
So let's talk about your album, bro. Lion Salt, am I saying that right?
Yep, Lion Salt.
What's the just first off the bat, what's the name?
Okay, the Lion Salt. It's actually the Lion Salt, Chris Jericho's old signature.
Oh, there you go.
The springboard backflip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know, people always mess up my name, especially when I'm at like events. They're like, "Is that K Raxon?"
I was doing Raxon.
With like the you know, if we're just gonna go with that, then we might as well just like go all the way and just, you know, make everything just like, just all right. What is this type shit?
Yeah, that's exactly my thought when I was listening to your album, like Lion Soul. I was like, I want to make sure I say this right because I don't want to sound stupid. And then in every song I'm trying to break down like the name of the song, and I'm trying to figure out like what you actually meant by it. Like,
my friends, they still don't know the name of the song, and I say the songs all the time, but then when they read it, they're like, "Is that Hey Dupe?" I'm like, "I told you earlier."
Like the first one, it's spelled so weird, but it's Confusion.
Confession.
Oh, there we go.
Wow. See, I still
sound stupid.
Better With Me is the second one.
Better With Time, bro.
Oh, I'm garbage.
It's surprising to me that your boys like don't catch on, because dude, it only takes like you listen to the song for 15 seconds and you just hear it. It clicks.
Yeah.
Like it's funny because like the album was originally called like Something to Prove. And it was spelled the same like, you know, weird way, and you know, it's like I said, this album really means a lot to me. It's one of those things where like it's an amalgamation of all of my different experiences throughout the year, and I had a lot of good shit and I had a lot of bullshit, and I'm just glad it came together the way I wanted it to. Above all else.
So how was COVID for you, bro? How did it hit you?
Like a brick. Yeah. What can I say?
Yeah.
I was pretty much just stuck in a house. I couldn't really do nothing except just make music and try to survive. I was going off of my whole TikTok wave and just pushing, just trying to get any type of content.
Yeah.
I remember I got laid off of work, like off rip. And I was like, all right, well, we're gonna have to do something about this.
Yes.
So wow. I hear you, man. Do you have any I don't know if you said this earlier, any inspiration from the WWE? Because I heard you say Chris Jericho.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Who's
I'm a huge WWE fan.
Who was your favorite growing up?
I'm a huge AEW fan too. And Ring of Honor. I'm just a pro wrestling fan for real. Okay. WWE has always been in my life since I was a child. I believe my first like wrestling match that I ever watched was Jeff Hardy versus The Undertaker.
Yes, sir.
It hooked me onto wrestling off rip. And from there, you know, I've always just loved wrestling. It's like I even do actual wrestling training.
Do you really?
Like shit. Yeah. I'm getting back into the ring. You feel me? Just it's almost euphoric, you know? Like,
right?
Because it's something I really care about, and I love just break down like the little bits and pieces of like how to go through with the shit. So it's a really fun experience, and you know, wrestling is always going to be a part of my life.
When you when you're in a ring, do you take any moves from somebody you used to watch? Like you, like get your own little style, and then maybe you hit like the Stone Cold Stunner on somebody, or like the Walls of Jericho or something.
I ain't gonna lie, I was actually thinking about this one move. Y'all know what the Sling Blade is?
Yes.
Explain it for our listeners. What's a Sling Blade?
Basically, like it's a spinning move. I was thinking about making that with a variation of like a backstabber.
Okay.
I think it would be a really cool move.
That's fucking dope, man.
I just watched a random WWE video today. Hello? I never really watched wrestling that much, but it was a video of some guy and he fell on like 1,000 like small thumbtacks.
That's probably Mick Foley,
something like that. I don't know.
Hang on, we still got you, K-Ron? We lost him. Hey,
let's go.
Hey, real quick, can I get a picture with y'all?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
Let me get closer so you can get a better photo.
Let me see. All right, y'all say Mucha Lucha.
Mucha Lucha.
Mucha Lucha.
Perfect.
Bro, that's, I ain't gonna lie, that's legendary. Legendary. Again, thank you for wearing the mask, bro.
Bro, I did the exact same thing you did. I went on Amazon, I found the coolest mask that I thought, and I bought it, and I was like, I'm gonna pay $5 extra shipping to get this shit here on Friday to make sure I had it.
You a real one?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My dude went prime overnight for it.
Shout out Amazon, man. Seriously. Yeah.
Big shout out Amazon.
Uncle Bezos, shout out, man.
Maniac, bro. I got like a shit ton of masks from them.
What's like your? Is this your signature mask? The one you're wearing right now?
This is actually this is like the upgraded version of the signature mask. The the signature mask is actually a shocker mask.
Okay.
Do I got time? I might switch in between masks and just show y'all.
Go ahead. Flex the drip, dude.
All
right.
Give me one second.
Mm-hmm. This is legendary. Wait, bro, what if I pile-drived you in the middle of the podcast? Oh,
I think that's what the move I saw. Like some guy like
hit like the bouncy ring,
came back, and then he like emptied a sack of
I'm gonna give you the people's elbow.
Thumbtacks.
Not yet.
Ooh. Yeah.
He emptied like a sack of thumbtacks on the floor.
What?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's
and then he went like.
How you gonna bring a sack of thumbtacks to a wrestling match?
That's what made it crazy, because normally, you know, everybody knew it was just entertainment. It was all acting.
If
but,
you were back. A luchador wrestler, what would your signature move be?
Dude, my signature move would be to strangle him with my legs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so simple, though. Thighs. You don't want to add like a sack of thumbtacks to it?
No, while eating a bowl of spaghetti.
Oh, man. There it is.
Someone from the crowd hands me a bowl of spaghetti, and I'm fucking twirling it with my fork, and I'm strangling the guy with my legs.
And you got a whole ass waiter in there with the pepper shaker?
Tell me when to stop.
All right, he's got the signature mask on. Oh, baby.
That's a sig right there. That's a signature.
Thank you. That's the one everybody can recognize.
Mm-hmm.
So, tell me, dude, you've been doing a lot of shows and stuff recently?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot more shows than anticipated, I'm not going to lie. That whole hashtag book the champ movement has been doing numbers for me. I got a couple of shows coming up in literally in this month. What can I say? Just feeling. This is a feeling out process at this point.
Yeah,
I'm just going for it. Just putting everything out on the line.
You have to, man, because when you have talent and you catch lightning in a bottle, kind of the way that I feel like you're catching. You got a wave. You got to ride that wave, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I feel like every time I go up to an event. It's something brand new because most of the city hasn't really seen a masked figure with a belt walking around handing out stickers.
I would say so.
Yeah, so that leads me to a question I wanted to ask you. What's the rap scene like in Baltimore? You know, like, do you have other rappers that you collab with down there who are doing their own type of like unique style like you are, or what's going on down there?
Yeah, it's a lot of great unique faces down here in Baltimore. And it's like the scene is really like popping right now. We're kind of like at a resurgence period, you know, like the up people are getting like up higher up and shit. And there's a lot of great like rappers, singers, artists, comedians, just all throughout the city that I really want to get a chance to work with. A couple people I've already worked with that I want to work with again because, you know, they make great music and just all in all, the city is just like the city's is thriving right now. The rap scene is really thriving right now.
That's awesome, man. That's good to hear, especially because like after like everything that's with COVID, like I'm sure that we were talking about that just put like a big hammer in like all of your production with like your shows and stuff and I'm sure like that just sucked because you said you had lost your job too, right?
Yeah, they laid me off, man.
What'd you do?
That's some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I was working at the Ravens training facility.
Oh, that's what's up. That's awesome.
Hell yeah.
That's dope, man. You play football too?
a little bit.
A man of many talents, bro.
My friends, they gonna have to see me on the field. You know what I'm saying? I used to be a wide receiver. I used to one hand that mug.
Oh,
some Odell stuff up in here.
Oh man.
What type of other shit do you do besides rap?
Besides rap, of course I wrestle. I do skateboarding on the side. I play a lot of basketball. I've been really kind of hone my craft. My friend, he was like, bro, I don't know, bro. You got that shot. And I'm like, bro. Like, I was, he agreeing in the corner, too.
You ain't gonna lie, that dude don't mess.
I don't. I swear, bro, if the ball is in my hand, I'm not missing.
You ever just flex on your friends and wear the mask while you play basketball?
I've done that once, and it fucked me up.
You can't see your peripherals.
I was wearing a mask, and I was like, God, I did.
Oh, man.
But trust me, I was getting buckets in the mask, too. I was like, whoa, nigga.
That's a bigger flex when you sink a three-pointer and then you look at somebody while you're wearing a fucking luchador mask. Yeah. Can't even see your expression.
Oh, just silent killer, bro.
John Cena. You can't see me. Mm-hmm.
Yo, okay, so what other kind of, like, who's your favorite artist right now? Who you listening to?
Who I'm listening to? I'm listening to a lot of Saba Pivot.
Hell yeah.
I'm listening to a lot of, and a lot of smooth jazz, really. I don't have a specific smooth jazz artist, but I've been listening. Smooth jazz has been kind of just getting me into the mood to create. But Saba, going back into Mac Miller, rest in peace.
Hell yeah.
That was one of my favorites growing up.
It was an idol, bro.
Bass has kind of changed my life. I've been listening to a lot of my friends. They became really good rappers, and I'm just like, oh my God, my friends are doing their thing.
Plug them, dude. Who do you rap with? We know K Mysterio and Roxy, right, on your album.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
Who else I rap with? I got a couple of people. My boy Kai right here.
What up, Kai?
He be in the studio every single day, even when I'm not here. I rap with my friend Monty G. I rap with my brother, his name OTTDT. As far as like outside, I rap with there's this dude, Chuck the Spitter. That's my motherfucking nigga, bro. me and him, bro, we just click like this. And we're currently trying to work on a collab tape. Just something to put out for real.
Right. Hell yeah, man. That's sweet. And but like, do you ever collab with people like you don't know? Like when you meet somebody at like a show or something, do you ever link up with someone like completely random?
Yeah, I try to do that as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
It's so, like I said, there's so much great talent in Baltimore. Like, right. Like there's a couple people I want to work with off rip, and you know what I'm saying. I just need to start sending out them opens. You feel me?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Get the motherfucker off the road. But
mm-hmm.
Yeah, anytime somebody catches my ear, I'm just like, yeah, I gotta work with that nigga.
I mean, that's what we're trying to do here with the podcast too, man. Is like we're at the point now where we want to start collaborating with artists like such as yourself, Kai 45 out of New York. Like we got a bunch of dudes that we think are just like popping right now. And a lesson that I've learned for the podcast is like you just got to ask the question, bro. Like you just got to, if you want it, you got to go for it. And it sounds like you are doing that.
Well, thank you. I was nervous to sit to even hop on a podcast.
Bro, so were we, man. My heart's bumping. Heart's been bumping.
You can't tell, but the ski mask holding all them emotions.
Yeah. I'm holding it down under this mask, bro.
And like, damn, y'all really bearing the best, bro.
Yes,
I'm gonna cry.
It's only natural, bro. It's only natural. Yo, maybe one of these days we'll fucking plug some of your dates or something. Maybe we'll get down there. We're not far, bro. We're in just North Delaware.
I got a show on May 19th. And I have a show on my y'all can still hear me, right?
Yeah, we got you.
You're good.
And I have a show on March 26th. It's gonna be on the Rooftop Underground, I believe. I'll send y'all the details for that.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Hell yeah.
And the other show is, I believe, it's gonna be at the Crown. So yeah, I'll send y'all details for both of them. I would love to have y'all, you know, pop up and we could just, you know, chat in person.
That'd be dope.
That'd be sick, man.
Gotta wear the mask if I show up, though.
Oh, you definitely
got. I gotta get a better mask, bro. I can't show up like this.
He looking like he's from fucking Transylvania.
I'm about to sneak in someone's house with this mask on, bro. I gotta change it up.
Oh, you had a little mummy from Transylvania.
Yeah.
Yes.
My guy, he knows it. That's dope, bro. Well, look, man, thank you so much for being on the show. Maybe we'll get you back on again soon. The album is Lions All. It's fucking dope. So high quality, man. You put a lot of, I can tell, a lot of effort and emotion into it. Say it again.
I said I put my foot in it.
Mm-hmm. Put your foot in it, bro. It was, look, man, in a lot of music in 2022 that's dropping right now, I got to say, bro, like, your album competes for me with like some of the highest shit that we've listened to this year. And
yeah, we just rated Saba the other day too.
I just think that's so dope, man. Like, you're doing something that's way above you right now. Like, you are ahead of your damn time.
Thank you. Thank you. That means a lot to me. Seriously, that means a ton. I'm trying to hold these emotions back, man. Seriously.
I feel you, dude. So look, when we see you on TikTok or whatever, hopefully you're jumping off the top rope for many years to come. Slamming shit down, and I'm gonna be bumping your album for a while, bro. So
I'm gonna make a promise. I'm gonna at least go through one table before the
hell yeah, yes. Man. Hell yeah, please.
I want to see that.
Break that motherfucker in half, yo.
Well, thank you guys. Seriously,
yeah, man.
Bro,
thanks, boss. We'll talk to you again soon. All right.
Peace, K. Ron.
All right, bro.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
Let's go.
All right, we're back here after that dope ass interview with K. Ron. That was a good interview, boys.
That was sweet.
That was sweet.
That was fucking Swedish. That was almost as sweet as the coffee that Alex
got. He's the fucking man, yo.
And now we're back to regularly scheduled programming. We're about to review two albums this week.
I got these fucking Carhartt socks on right now, and I am fucking dying, bro.
You got puddles in your feet,
bro. I am sweating.
You're about to have a trench foot.
Don't touch me, because I may excrete on you.
Ew.
Excrete?
Excrete.
Oh, excrete.
He's about to have trench foot. Just wearing socks.
I got bench foot, baby.
Shut up. You can't just put a B in front of everything.
Yeah, you got dead foot. Yeah. Fucking dead.
I passed the line. I'm geeked.
Oh, my goodness.
It's so hot in here. Oh,
bench
my God.
Foot.
Oh, shit. All right, so our two albums we're reviewing this week.
Total trash. Goddamn, is
Kodak Black. Fucking goddamn. It's Back for Everything. And then we're also reviewing Currency's album with The Alchemist. Fucking holy shit, Continuance. Both heaters, really? But in different ways.
What do you want to start with?
Should we do Kodak? Let's start with Kodak.
Smodak Black.
All right, Kodak. What'd y'all think? I think...
Not bad, actually.
Not bad. One of his best albums of all time. Now, you can't deny that. I didn't say one of the best albums of all time.
This is...
Just one of his
Kodak's best. Hey, this is album. My opinion leaving my mouth.
Well, and suck it back in, dude, because I'm trying to have an educated-ass conversation about this.
Kodak, I was never really a big fan of.
Neither am I.
Except for Transport.
How not? Look at this fucking
Except
guy.
For Transport.
Rolling Peace.
He just put out a new song called Woke Up, dude. I bet it's fire.
I will say this is his best album, but I'm just not a fan of it, bro. I think it's his voice and just how stupid I know he looks.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. It like kills it.
Not giving anybody a chance.
But this is the thing. Is like old Kodak, when he was a meme Kodak, and he had the Lisa Simpson cut, and then he had like the big crazy hair for that one album that we reviewed, Haitian Boy Kodak or something like that.
Haitian Boy Blue.
His hair looked like big.
Dude, you're
cock.
Stuck on that word interview.
Did I say it again?
Yeah, you said it again.
It's stuck in my head, bro. Shout out to K-Ron. the old Kodak was dumb. Like, he looked dumb, he felt dumb, he sounded dumb.
Never drive a boat.
And I say dumb, but, like, I don't mean to say, like, just his accent, because his voice sounds dumb, right? But it's not his fault. Like, I say dumb because I'm fucking, like, a nasally white guy.
Who's the guy who
and
makes
his voice
the,
sounds different, I
the
should
beatbox.
Say. Spot him, got him.
He looks like his older brother.
They're like the same. They're from the same area.
Dade County?
From Haiti, I think. Or not from Haiti, but have like
Haitian
roots.
Roots. Yeah.
So there's a reason why they have a hairstyle like that, which is why I like immediately was so like felt so racist when I was like, hey, your hair is dumb, dude.
I mean, look at Zell. They all had that kind of stuff. Man. It's Florida. It's Florida
I sound
style.
So uneducated when I say shit like that, but the truth is that I think this album, Kodak, is like coherent. For the first time, bro, I understand what he's talking about. I can understand what he's saying, and I think it's interesting, like to hear what he has to say. He's like talking about love and loss, and like real shit. Mm-hmm. Now, on the side, right? He talks about pissing on the girl's clit a lot, right? He talks about piss way too much.
Mm-hmm. Dude, he's so leaned out, dude.
You think? Yeah, he is.
He's leaned out. That's why he talks like
that. He's on Xanax. I feel like he...
Talk about how many drugs he was on.
I feel like he would be... Like when we listened to Scrim, and he was all fucking drugged out. I'm like, who is this cancer patient that we're listening to? Is this a... GoFundMe?
Now, he sounded really like a cancer patient, though. Right. Kodak just sounds like he's kind of strung out.
But what I'm saying is he probably would sound different and better if he wasn't on so many fucking drugs and pills.
Probably. But there's also something to be said. Like, you can't really deny Kodak as a person. Like, you can't deny the star power that he has because he sticks around.
Yeah, I agree. He's been around since what, 2016? That's when he was on his freshman XXL
back on
freestyle.
Twitter. Yeah. Right. Yeah. 2016.
That was 16 because he was with Denzel.
Best class, I think. Best class. But he, you can't deny him. So he sticks around and he's always a talent.
Mm. So let's discuss our favorite songs off the album.
Yeah. All right. Cool. It's 19 songs, 57 minutes.
Too long.
But no, I didn't feel like it was too long, bro. I was listening and I was like, it flowed into itself.
Mm-hmm. I really liked the Hitting House, Smackers, because the beat was fucking fresh.
Smackers.
And then Back for Everything was pretty good too. But I mean, I did skip a few because I was just like, I can't take the voice.
I've been trying just not to skip because if I'm going to review these albums, I have to listen to the song. I cannot skip.
You got it.
That's me cutting corners. And you know I stay sharp.
Right. I know you carry a pair of scissors in your back pocket.
I'm not
pocket.
A circle, bro. I'm fucking squared up.
Never cut a corner, bro.
Every time.
Not an octagon in this bitch.
And I did listen to this entire album. And that's why I'm allowed to say, too long. Right?
Yeah, because whatever. You can have your opinion.
My couple favorite songs I actually did enjoy, Midas Touch. I got Let Me Know, the first song off that album.
Let Me Know was good.
Let Me Know was good. That was actually the only one that I liked and was like, yeah, he is kind of more coherent than what he was before previously. But
I hope so.
But other than that, other than my opinion, he's like, you know, he's a good artist, but I don't prefer his style.
I don't prefer it, but I don't think it sounds bad. Like, the production quality is high.
Mm-hmm.
The songs sound good. And actually, I felt like it was more interesting than, like, to compare it to Lil Durk's album that just dropped.
Yeah.
Lil Durk's album, a lot of the, like, similar sounding production on every song, whereas I felt here, it varied and was interesting. Like, he had different instruments, interesting instrumentals, had clips, cuts, interludes, samples. Like, I just felt like it was more complex than like, bitch, I'm the shit, I got stains in my drawers, that kind of shit. I just felt like this was something different. Like, Kodak kind of, I don't know. Like, I'm, again, not really a Kodak fan, right? But if these songs come on, I can't deny that they're good.
I mean, he does make more money than me, so.
So he's doing something
right. He's doing something easy.
Let me, so Let Me Know was my favorite song on the album, first song, but for the content, like, I felt like he was actually talking about real shit. Back for Everything was very good. Midas Touch was very good. But I don't know. Maybe nothing really stuck out, like, heavy to me, you know, as, like,
that's
a star
Hitting
song.
Hitting House kind of did for me because I was like, he was singing, and it actually sounded pretty good.
That's true.
It was a little emotional. I kind of enjoyed that. I was like, I didn't think he'd be able to hit that realm, but
he's gotten more emotional with time.
I think he's talking about, like, real, like, experiences.
Yeah, all the drugs he was taking, how it was fucking him up, and now he's, like, trying to get his life together.
I like the path where he's going because it's better than where it was, but I don't know. I think it's just I have to get over myself. A little.
You don't have to like him. Right. Just fucking, because like, he is what he is.
Well, thank God for that, because you are 5'1", so it won't take much to get over yourself. Right?
It's very easy.
Now, that was good. That was a good clapback, right? But you are losing hair, right, off the top of your head.
Am I, though?
Are you talking about his fucking beard connects to his neck hair.
What the fuck are you talking about?
He has a chin strap built in.
My back of my neck connects to my beard, dude. I have a whole head of hair.
My man's werewolf.
Let's review this album.
All right. I'm a super gremlin.
That's his most popular song.
I don't know how that song got so popular.
Is it on TikTok?
130 million. It does sound good.
It might be a TikTok.
probably.
Song. Switch like a pussy in the
bitch. I love that part, dude. Why did you say that? Like, it's such a, like...
It takes away from the song.
It does, bro. It's such a serious chorus, and then, you switch like a pussy little bitch.
Yeah.
Kodak, chill.
I guess I'll go first.
Review it.
Lyrically, he's come better with, obviously...
Come. You said come.
You're gamey.
Just...
So lyrically, I think he's come better with like his lyrics. It's just, I don't know. Like, yes, he's definitely talking about more real shit. I feel like he's got so much potential. Like, he's got the platform.
What the
and then fuck? I just feel like he just acts so stupidly. And I don't know. I feel like he... could be doing a lot more with like what he's rapping about too, because he came from the good area of like Miami, so there's a shit ton of stuff to talk
the
about.
Good area? What do you mean a good area, dude? You think he was in a good area?
Yeah, it's the best.
You think
area,
a good area makes Kodak black?
Yeah.
You think he grew up in fucking downtown?
Definitely with a Gucci.
I'm gonna say not, dude. I'm gonna say he probably grew up in the boiler room, in the cauldron.
Yeah, but lyrically, I think I'm going to rate this album like a 6.5. I'm not going to rate it under a 5 because it wasn't hot trash. But, you know, I mean, he brought what he was able to bring.
Yeah.
And it's better than what he's previously done. Production-wise, I think I'm going to go with like a 7. I think the production was a little bit better quality than what he was rapping. The whole piss shit was like, it really just threw me off.
Yeah.
Right. And I don't see myself coming back to this album. But the production was there. And I did, and I, you know, he does have bangers. The production does always have bangers when it's Kodak. So 7. And then overall, I'm going to keep it at a 6.5.
I think Kodak is like the epitome of a vibe killer.
Good.
Like, he has the makings of a good rapper, and then all of a sudden he'll say, switch like a pussy little bitch, and then I'm like, all right, changing the song. Or he just keeps talking about piss and all, or whatever, shit and stains in the drawers. Like, so the song will start off to be really, really good, and then he just says something so out of pocket, like, and it's like you can't stop focusing on the fact that he turned a really good song weird by saying something weird.
I think. Do you think he's trying to like just say something so outlandish that
I think he's outlandish.
I just don't think he realizes that like
he's crazy.
That's just his way of doing it. So I liked it. It's a pretty solid album. Stuttering. I'm gonna have a 6 on the lyrics. I enjoyed this album. I thought it's probably some of his better work than what we've previously heard, like Hitting House. You know, I thought that song was actually pretty good. Stood out to me the most. And then Super Gremlin was his most famous song. You say 130 million views or plays, whatever.
Blowing up.
Production was good too. Nothing really outstanding. Pretty solid production. You know, I don't know. Like Ryan said, I really have no takeaways much except for Hitting House and then Super Gremlin. But that's only because it's a popular song that you hear on TikTok. I'm gonna give it a 6. So, solid 6.
6 is across the board. Now, back brace?
I was just going to say, my back is not ready to be blown because out.
Jake's
probably
going to give it a fucking 9.
I'm giving the lyrics an 8.
Oh.
I'm giving the lyrics an 8 on this one because I just feel like it's that. It's better. Like, he sings. He can rap.
Mm.
He can do different flows. He has better content in this. It's what I want to hear. He varies his voice. He has got like the reverb on it. He's got the low voice, the high voice. It's everything that like if anybody else was doing it, I'd be like, that's so good. But I can't shit on him just because he's Kodak and just because he's got stains in his drawers.
Right.
I need to rate him honestly on the same scale that I rate everybody else. Right?
Yeah.
So it's an 8 for me on lyrics. Production was good, but nothing super crazy like stood out to me. It's like that one style of production that is, you know, triple A tier quality because everyone hears it. It's on the radio and, you know, it's national,
right,
international. But I don't think that he's pushing any boundaries with the production.
He's
you
not
know?
Pushing pee.
He ain't pushing pee.
He's called Gunna.
He ain't pushing piss on a bitch's clit.
True.
That's what I'm saying. So for production, I'm going to go 6. So overall, though, I do think this is a good album. I'm gonna give it a 7. And that's just what I gotta say, dude. All right. Y'all respect it.
I respect it.
Now relax now, right? Because we have another album to do.
Yeah, yes.
We're gonna do Continuance by Currency.
And The Alchemist.
And The Alchemist. Al keeps killing it. What the fuck, bro? I am out of my mind right now. I need to
it is so unbelievably fucking hot in this house.
You are drinking coffee.
I am.
All my veins are popping out right now.
I got piss stains in my jaws.
And The Alchemist, right?
Kodak, yeah.
But The Alchemist, now. I need to stop. Oh, my God. All right, I'm going to get sick because my mom keeps the fucking house at like 64 degrees, dude.
Yikes, dude.
Hey, she's on menopause, bro. Give her a break.
Yeah.
All right, Currency.
How you on menopause?
She on one for real.
Fuck.
All right, Currency. Let's learn about Currency real quick.
It's money, right?
Currency is dollars and change. He has a dollar sign in his name. He also goes by Spitta Andretti.
Knew that.
Juke.
I did not know that.
Neither did I.
Full name, Shante Scott Franklin.
Mm.
So three first names. It's pretty dope. Relax, okay? I'm very tired right now. Don't put the mask on me, right? He's been making music.
Had the mask on over the ear.
He's been making music forever. Mm. When's the first time you heard a Currency?
First time I heard of Currency.
No.
You heard of him.
Yeah, I just don't really listen.
He's been around a
long time ago. I mean, he came out with, I think it was like with Pharrell, he made something, right?
I don't know if he made anything with Pharrell. I was going to say when he did shit with Wiz Khalifa. Because he was big.
Yeah, Rooftops.
He was big with Rooftops Wiz Khalifa.
Wiz.
Yes.
Because Wiz is in this album.
Yes. Because they're homies.
I didn't know that.
Taylor Gang.
Wizard Khalifa.
But I remember listening to the track. All right. What was the track called? It was Corvette Rally Stripes.
Yeah, boy.
And I'm listening to the beat, and subconsciously I'm thinking, it was weird. Wiz Khalifa's voice must have been in the background to me listening to this, but I wasn't really fully paying attention.
Yeah.
But I'm listening to the beat, I'm like, this is like a fucking Wiz Khalifa beat. I was like, it would be so cool if Wiz was on this.
Then he was there.
I do that. Like, if I'm not paying attention to something and something's going on in the background, my mind is like thinking, and it's like, oh yeah, this would be like pretty cool if this happened. And then Wiz starts fucking rapping, and I'm like, am I in the metaverse right now? Did I just control time and space?
I take the little blue pill. Am I hard right now?
We have The Alchemist on this podcast so many times. I mean, he's just gold. He's fucking gold nugget, bro. And I got my pickaxe. And, of course, I have a more solid review for this album than I did with Kodak.
As is tradition. You want to start?
We always take the trash out first. Honestly, I think the lyrics on this is great. I haven't heard of Currency in a long time. I feel like he came out with something with Pharrell though, like a long time ago. He's always that side pocket hitter, and comes right out of the fucking woodwork and comes in with like some really good lyrical content. And I feel like he's one of those old school rappers too. Like he was relevant like sure. early 2000s
for sure.
And obviously The Alchemist just is always fucking fire on the production. But a couple of my favorite songs, obviously it's No Ease with Boldy James.
Absolutely. Yeah, that song was fire, dude.
I think that might actually be my favorite song off this album.
Boldy James is fucking solid.
Because the album's got 13 songs. And the other one was Half Moon Mornings, straight from the jump off the album. I really enjoyed that. I think the production and the flow on it was like really, really good.
Yeah.
Also, obviously, Corvette Rally Stripes with Wiz Khalifa and Havoc. That really like put me in the zone because it brought me back. Like the beat was just like, this is Wiz Khalifa's beat. And then the last song I think was Cool in the Gang. And that was a pretty sweet song that I enjoyed. I enjoyed the whole album, but like there was only a few that I saved because I'm trying to save songs that I know I'm going to come back to and listen to. I don't want to clog my whole Apple up with like just full albums that I'm not even listening to.
Right. I feel that.
But I think the production was here. The lyrics were here, and I'm here for it, baby.
Oh yeah, this was a solid. Fuck. Did you rate already?
No, I didn't rate. I was just talking about my favorite song.
Zone Bull. Yeah. Yo, just before you do your review, Currency dropped 7 albums in 2021.
Jesus Christ!
He dropped. Let's see, in 2020.
That's too much.
6 albums in 2020. He dropped.
What?
8, 9, 10 albums in 2019.
Jesus Christ.
So we're expecting at least 8 from him this year, huh?
You can't stop this guy, bro. I mean, the amount of albums that he's put out.
I mean, it's to be honest, it's kind of like a Griselda collection. That's what the fuck they do. There,
but there's what's left nobody to rap about? Doing fruit? I don't know, bro. He's always got content, though. And then he drops something with Alchemist, and we're listening to it still. Like, this is his, like, 40th album.
Yeah.
Nobody works, I don't think, harder than Currency. I mean, which is weird, though, because, like, is it a problem with being too saturated? Like, is that why he's not, like, huge? Because there's too much
possibly. I don't content? Know. I mean, I'm over here bullshitting, saying I haven't heard from Currency in a long time, but obviously I wasn't fucking looking.
Look
at this.
Look, I'm scrolling his albums. That's albums. Studio releases since 2009.
Wow.
Yeah. I just wanted to point that out. He's crazy. This is his first album of 2022, though, so he came in strong. Mm-hmm. So you going to give it some numbers?
Yeah, I thought we were just discussing favorite songs, but I guess I should rate it.
Yeah, might as well.
Lyrics, I think, compared to the production, I think these are both, like, really fucking top tier.
Ooh, yeah.
There are a couple, like, the lyrics didn't really give me nothing new. It's more like just kind of the same old stuff.
Right.
And I'm wondering if all those fucking albums that he's dropped within the last 4 years are just the same old thing.
The same sound, for sure.
So lyrics, I think I'm going to give it like a 6.5 as well. I mean, it's really good. I just think it's, he doesn't really expand on what he could do.
Yeah.
And other than that, you know, I felt good about it. I just, you know, didn't really have anything specific to say about him rapping. Sure. But, like, the features were great, though. Like, Wiz Khalifa, Havoc,
Boldy.
Boldy. God, man. Just,
the name of the song, though, No Yeast.
Yeah. Just.
What the fuck?
Just
Moldy James.
For it's real. Just such a banger. His verse was fire.
Yeah.
Completely overshadowed what Currency had on his verse.
Sounds like he's always so tired.
But lyrics, 6.5. Production, I think I'm gonna give like an 8. I think the production was really good. I really enjoy it. It's really the only reason why I saved those few songs is just because, like, I was really feeling this beat.
Yeah, they're smooth, bro. Mm-hmm. His production is smooth. What's your overall, bro?
Overall,
between 6, 5, and 8, 7.
I'm gonna rate it 7.
All right, I'm gonna go next, and then you close us out.
Don't make me close.
I'm making you close it out. Come on, bro. We haven't gotten a good metaphor from you in a while.
Probably not gonna get one today. Damn.
No, all right, I think Currency is good at lyrics. He's good at rapping, but you are so hot right now, dude. I had to take my shirt off. I don't know why it's so hot, bro. It's like 28 degrees outside.
I feel like I'm in a sauna. You want to talk drip? I'm better sweating. Catch me in the sauna.
I'm sweating out all the alcohol from last night.
Oh, I'm a goat, but I'm in a lamb, bro.
Currency, when Currency raps, though, it's kind of like a little boring because it's no variation of tone, no variation of pace. He just is like, sitting on a sideline, chilling with my girl, living in my butthole.
Better mattress make me on the girl.
So, like, he'll do the same cadence the whole song, and that's kind of, that gets a little old for me. So, lyrically, it's kind of weak. I think it's like a 5, but that's just because I don't like that style.
Mm.
I do appreciate the fact that he's like a core lyricist, though, and just focuses on rapping. So, that's good. And he can paint a picture. Production wise, it's Alchemist, so it's very good. Again, like anything that Alchemist does, you got to rate high just because it's on a different level from other shit. So I'm going to go 8.5 on production. And for me, that puts it at 6-ish, 6.5-ish for the total.
Currency's not really memorable to me. Yeah, he's, like Jake was saying, he's really slow and like really toned down when he's rapping. And it's always the same cadence. So it's kind of like, I feel like he's like half awake when he's rapping. And to me, it makes it really boring to listen to.
Yeah.
But like Boldy James, you know, Wiz Khalifa, just really great features for the album. But I can't give it what I want it based off the features. So if I got basis solely off of Currency, I'd have to say him alone, besides him rapping, like, and what he says is good, his lyrics are good, but, you know, you're not making me want to listen to it by the way you're rapping. So it's hard for me to get into it if you sound like you're half awake.
Right.
So I feel like, to me, it's a 5.5 lyric-wise. Mm-hmm. But The Alchemist does make it a good listen because he's so fucking good at producing. Mm-hmm. The beats are so fucking good. But it's also nothing that he hasn't done before either, so he's not really breaking through his ceiling with this one. It's just another good Alchemist track. So it's an 8.5 as well. I'm going to give it a...
probably like
7.
7 give flat?
Give it a 7.
All right. There you go, baby. That's episode 148 in the books.
Everybody take a fucking nap after today, please.
No, I need to take a shower. I need to take a cold... this room probably fucking smells.
After that poop I took, I need to take another shower.
You got to throw your clothes out.
It's crazy.
More in there licking the toilet bowl.
Might as well, baby.
God damn. What's crazy is I got a sandwich waiting for me downstairs.
Dude, I got 2 pretzels.
Let's go.
It's fucking out the wazoo. Make sure you go on anchor.fm/wazoo podcast. Hit that fucking money bag yo button. Hit that subscribe and like button. You know, support the wazoo.
Soon to be on YouTube?
Soon to be on YouTube.
This episode will be on YouTube.
Hell fucking yeah.
If you're watching this, it's too late. We're on YouTube.
Let's go.
I pull up.
Are you gonna wait there until the song ends?
But I pull up.
Is the song over?
No.
Is it over yet?
No.
How about now?
It's over now.
All right.